wouldn't stand up for market, they would, nobody wouldn't, didn't like them. They weren't powerful enough. And, well, that was, of course, anything like automobile I ever remember seeing, besides the first one I ever seen. Like I say, it was just an old wagon looking thing. Looked like an old wagon.
Like the Model T.
Well, the Model T, of course, when he come out, of course, it looked like, you know, kind of imitating any other little pickup truck or anything, you know, a Model T, a little old car. But that was a whole lot later. Yep. That was put up when...
Is this community much bigger or than it was? Have the people changed? Have more people moved in?
A whole lot more people now were here. Well, people, when I was a young man, just a young boy like, young fella like you see nowadays, boys around the woods, out in the run. Well, when I was that age, the people, maybe be a family 5 miles from Oviana, and maybe back over this way, some other way would be another family. Just a person here in Wanyana, you know, several miles apart. Well, it didn't live like they do now. No. You pick Palenque right here. I've seen people riding a horseback right up and down Lemon Street. Bedded waist deep in water, mud.
Waist deep in mud.
Mud and water. Yes, I sure have. Become big range, you know, and flood the river back out and make the river back run back out, you know, and nice air ride and the rain. And I've seen people ride the horse. Well, I rode my own horse. I rode him up and down Lemon Street, right where Lemon Street is now in Palenque. Better deep in
mud. Don't go.
And if you were out down the field and a man's field and plowing all day, well, you plow all day for 50 cents. No money at all, you might say.
Someone told me that there were some Indians that lived up around this area.
Well, I ain't seen, but I've seen one or two passing by and passing in the once in a while. But ever since I've been big enough to remember, it wasn't none of living right around in here then that I know of. I never seen them. But I've seen Indians, but... Well, there's a few yet, you know, once in a while you see a fella. A lot of people got Indian blood in them, a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of people right here in the county. Been born and raised here. A lot of them have got Indian in them, but little off Spain Indian blood in them. But I never seen no Indian living here, I know. Now, there used to be a family right across the creek here, right here at Barden over here.
Yeah.
It lived there. He was an Indian. But he got Indian... They said he was an Indian. Well, I know him when I see him. I've known him for several years now. He lived there, raised the family over there. He had a very fine-looking daughter. But outside of that, I ain't never seen no Indian live here. Years ago, places in the woods that I'd ask somebody that didn't know when I was small. You see this boy here like that, just small.